Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I am your host, Dawson Church, and each week I just love sharing with you on this show because we're a community of healing, of insight, of practice, and you'll find that there's really enthusiastic group of people around High Energy Health. For one thing, it's positive media, and there is a dearth of positive media in the world, and there is an overwhelming amount of negative random media that just hits us all the time. And just having positive media, positive ideas, positive concepts to wrap your mind around is a gift you can give yourself. I want to recommend you balance your media consumption between positive and regular news. I mean, you need to know what's going on and all the ups and downs and all the turmoil in the world today. But we don't need to know everything, and we don't need to make that the entire picture of information you consume. So make sure you have that time set aside for reflection, for self-care, for filling your consciousness with these worthwhile messages. The old saying in computer science is garbage in, garbage out. If all you're importing into your consciousness is garbage, all of this random stuff, may not be terrible stuff, but it's just random ideas from other people, then you are at their mercy. You need to take some time each day to choose what you introduce into your awareness. And I make sure I read interesting, challenging books and engage with new ideas. It's so powerful to do that. And then you are determining the input into your own consciousness, and that gives you the power to fill your mind with wonderful ideas, stimulating thoughts like High Energy Health. I would ask you to do one other thing as well, and that is I want to ask you to please share episodes of High Energy Health with your friends. I'm just struck when I go to social events, when I meet new people, how many people are suffering? And they're often suffering from conditions for which solutions are known. We know, for example, from research how much anxiety, much depression, much traumatic stress can be cleared. There are wonderful new techniques that are able to shift these symptoms. And I know I teach these. I just got done training a group of psychologists in Ukraine via Zoom. I was training this group in Kiev, working with patients impacted by the war in Ukraine. And they're just so enthusiastic because they're using these new methods with their traumatized friends and clients and seeing those symptoms clear. So share this with people in your world who are suffering. Let them know that these resources are available at High Energy Health. Just email a link to the show or post it on social media and let others in your circle know these solutions are there. Let people know you care. You never know when it'll make all the difference in somebody's life. You're going to so enjoy our guest today. His name is David Hoffman, and he's the author of a new book, a fascinating new book called Herbal Intelligence. He's a fellow of Britain's National Institute of Medical Herbalists, and is also the author of 14 other books that have been translated into 9 languages. He moved to the U.S. in 1986 and became co-founder and is a past president of the American Herbalist Guild. David, what a pleasure to have you here on High Energy Health.
Oh, what a joy it is to be here. Oh, there is so much to talk about here. But what you just said about helping people in Ukraine with new tools, one of the things that herbalism is contributing and is dramatically going to be increasing its contribution is through very simple techniques for alleviating stress, for alleviating coughs and colds. But it's not the herb so much, it's people being empowered to take the herbs themselves, know about the herb. We're going through some major changes culturally and major changes in therapy and approach to life. But what it comes down to is we just need to relax and be simple and embrace life the way it is, which unfortunately means embracing the darkness the way it is. And one of the joys of herbalism for me at the moment is that, yes, I can acknowledge things are very dark, very, very dark, but nature and plantness, our life on the planet, is coming to the fore again. And those of us that are awake enough to actually recognize springtime coming back can look at the darkness and bring that light in. And we can explore that now in any way you want to.
I love you to bring light in. I also love the idea of simplicity. Gandhi had 8 cardinal principles that he used to teach and preach and recommend. And number one was simplicity, just having a simple life. When he died, he had only 8 possessions, personal possessions like his toothbrush, to his name. We just don't need a lot of the stuff that we have. And so maybe just say a word or two about how you apply that in your own life before we move on to talking more about herbalism.
My own life. The more I have looked at aspects of my life over the years and questioned what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, what I've realized I've had to do is get rid of my conditioning, get rid of the Queen and the British Empire and all of that stuff and become a human being again, not British. If I was American, I need to become a human being again, not American. Of course, we live in America and I love living in America, but my experience of myself in my garden has got nothing to do with cultural projections onto me. It's to do with my inner life coming out and embracing the trees, which in fact is my personal experience of the trees embracing me, which washes away my concerns about my lack of money, my concerns about job, my concerns about relationships. Let me give you a quote. Actually, I've just remembered this one from Henry Thoreau. Simplicity, 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 we are happy in proportion to the things we can do without. And that's a very difficult thing to live up to in this country because we're being conditioned to consume and we measure self-worth by possessions, all of which is illusory. And we can go through a whole bunch of stuff to get rid of the illusions or in a very simplistic way, let go of them. Let go of those issues and breathe. Part of the way in which I have found myself able to do that is actually recognizing that I started off life as an my intellectual life as an ecologist. So I look at herbalism and look at the darkness and look at all of that stuff in terms of how do we fit together in our greater being being the planet. So looking at how we've all evolved, herbalism has been a fundamental part of integrating humans into other animals, into plants, into the wholeness of life. There is so much we could talk about there. Everything that is looked at ecologically now, you can find herbal links that illuminate our life today. Let me give you just one very simple example out of millions we can talk about. When forest fires happen in the Amazon, it's been found that up in the upper atmosphere above the fire, there is a buildup of plant chemicals which are evaporating called sesquiterpenes. And sesquiterpenes are part of volatile oils. They're part of the beautiful smell of aromatic plants. It turns out that rain clouds above the Amazon form partially around little droplets of sesquiterpene. They act as seed crystals that rain clouds develop from. So as the trees burn, unfortunately, in the forest fires, they're giving off volatile oils through the burning, which are in all our herbs, the sesquiterpenes. Those oils act as a way of stimulating clouds to form, which then rain on the fire and put it out. What we have there is volatile oils which we use for controlling stomach problems, alleviating stress, all of that stuff. The forests are using them as well to alleviate the burning. When you really get into the ecology of plant constituents, we find that plants and herbs are involved in integration, healing, and cooperation at every level of biology, including us, including our physiology, including our healthcare.
And in the book, you talk about how this has been part of human culture going back centuries. You had examples from different cultures, Egypt, Mesopotamia, all these different cultures that were interwoven with nature in these really profound ways. Can you just give us a little bit of a reminder of these ancient practices and roots of herbs?
It goes a lot further back than that. If we just stick with humans, we could, of course, go further back with animals. But some of the first Neolithic burial sites or archaeological sites that have been found contain evidence that these people used herbal medicine. There is a massive complex of caves in northern Spain where a body that was buried has been found that was surrounded with piles of which we can now recognize as medicinal herbs. Of course, if you just look at them, the piles of dust. These are thousands and thousands of years old. But one of the very first Neolithic burials was the burial of someone who obviously was involved with plants. They were all healing plants, plants we would all recognize today. And the assumption from the scientists is that this person, who actually was male and not female, that this man was a plant-based shaman. The knowledge of working with plants, whether it was in magical terms or healing terms, was part of the birthright of humanity from right at the beginning of evidence of humanity. This then developed in time, so we get herbs in every culture, everywhere in time that's been found. All healthcare everywhere, other than the last maybe 100 years, throughout history, has been herbal medicine. And in fact, modern drug medicine is still largely based on medicinal plants. You can argue that about 75% of all prescription medications have their origins in plants. It doesn't mean they're plants now, but the insights that led to them come from herbal medicine. All the anti-inflammatories basically originated in the science of willow bark and meadow sweet. We could spend hours on this, but the point is there is no real differentiation between herbal medicine and drug medicine, other than the doctors talk about it differently. Nature supports us. Nature heals us. What we then do with our health is up to us. And this becomes a very big issue because it's healthy humans that are making the darkness. It's healthy humans that are destroying the environment. So yes, nature is healing us, but then we've got a responsibility to heal nature in response.
I'm really struck too because my hometown is Shrewsbury in England, and that's where Darwin was born.
Yeah.
And, I've always been interested in Darwin's work, and later in his life, he became very interested in emotions. He actually, you know, we attribute mistakenly this idea of survival of the fittest to him when it didn't actually come from him at all. It came from some later scientists after Darwin. And
yes,
the idea that you know, we live in this highly competitive world. But what Darwin actually said was that a species will thrive in proportion to the degree in which it is in harmony with its environment.
Yes, yes. Which is such a non-human concept. Biology shows us that totally. And we're at a place now with the intellectual understanding, the science and the intuition, where we could be creating a totally in tune culture that worked with nature, that supports nature, that was all integrated. But what are we doing? We've got those insights, and yet we have the Ukraine war. We have, well, I won't list everything. We're missing an opportunity here. So as much as I would have loved to have written a book about how wonderful things are and how herbs and nature and humans in touch with nature are opening doors for the next steps, as much as we open doors, every time we open a door, somebody else is closing it in our face. And I think herbalists, healers, and environmentalists have got to look at why are the doors closing and what can we do to keep them open. And hopefully there are things we can do culturally, which...
So share the first thing. What, like, person who doesn't have a relationship with nature, they walk by, I see this happening sometimes, where people just are walking through, say, a beautiful stretch of woodland, and they're so focused on their own inner, whatever's going on in their heads, they're missing it. They're not there. They're there, but they're not there. What's one of the first things we can do, David, to start to reattune ourselves to the natural world?
I do a lot of herb walks, taking groups of different levels of understanding of people into these beautiful places. And as we both live in Sonoma County, and we both come from not far away from Shrewsbury, yes, beauty is everywhere. Most people can't see it. They can't even experience it. They can see it when it's on the computer screen, but not when they're in it. So when I'm leading these herb walks, people don't know this initially. I'll get them out into nature, and then I insist all of us keep quiet. We don't talk about the herbs. We don't identify them. We don't try and work out what they'll do for us. We just are there with them. Which then brings up so many issues for people. The simplest thing we can do is breathe. So if we say, you know, meditate, hug trees, whatever, that can just get in the way for people because they think they're being non-normal. We just need to breathe out in nature. Stop. Oh, actually, no, I'm not going to go anywhere else with that because it'll come out later on. It's so easy to come out with one-liners, which are solutions, simplistic one-liners, and there aren't any, I don't think. It's our capitalist conditioning which makes us look for the solution or the simplest thing we can do, the most effective thing we can do. I don't know what's going to be effective. I just know what might allow some greenness back into our lives. So that might involve drinking herbs. It might involve growing herbs. It might involve turning the television off. Well, most people have to turn that off. Turning their electronic devices off. Right. Let me own up to something here. I don't possess a watch anymore. I don't possess a smartphone. I don't have any metal on me other than my belt buckle. I've reached a point after being very high tech of just not doing any of that anymore. And life is wonderful. Life is totally impeccable without the confirmation from modern society that I'm doing the right thing. In their terms, I'm not. In my terms, I am.
David, that's a wonderful thought to leave us with as we go into our first break. You're listening to High Energy Health, and David's newest book, his most recent book, is called Herbal Intelligence. It's funny, it's well written, it's very provocative. And I want you, as you're listening to these ideas, to really engage with them and ask yourself, for example, how can I deeply engage with nature? What have I been missing? What have I been walking past and not seeing? It's very easy, as he points out, to do a herb walk and to ask about the names of herbs and about their medicinal properties and about how other cultures use them. That's all thinking about nature. And what David's recommending here is simply being with and breathing. So ask yourself that question, grab your journal, make some notes, challenge yourself with these ideas. We'll be right back after a break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I'm so thrilled to have you here. Aren't these powerful ideas to engage with? And I urge you to do that. Make notes in your journal. Engage with them. I want you not just be inspired by what you hear on High Energy Health. I want you to take action and find ways to build it into a plan to reshape your life, to really live life to the fullest. So listen actively, have that journal close by, make notes, and see how you can apply these ideas to your own life. And again, David's latest book is called Herbal Intelligence. Herbal Intelligence by David Hoffman. It's witty, it's funny, it's thought-provoking, it's profoundly interesting and moving in so many ways, showing the relationship that humans have had to the natural world, and also some of the crises that are brewing right now. And David, speaking of crises, how about the wildfires? You mentioned we both live in Northern California, and they are a fact of life here. Mm.
Back in 2017, when they really hit big time, really scary experience being right in, I was in Santa Rosa when the wall of flames came through. It was just unbelievable. And actually, that experience was a major trigger for writing this book. One of the unique things about Sonoma County, West Sonoma County is how many herbalists there are. There's a long history of herbalism in this county. So when everything was burning down, when the healthcare system was losing people, when it looked like Santa Rosa was going, was just burning up, the whole of the herbal community, whether they were practitioners or just growers, came together as an alternative, non-licensed support system for people in crisis, using herbs to help with stress, using herbs to help with the sore throats and the burning and the eye stuff that was going on, not doing medicine that involved prescriptions, not doing medicine that involved licensed professionals, but using healing from nature that anybody could use if they knew about it. And you just go and pick it as long as it hadn't burnt down, which was one of the issues, but that's a completely different one. And it turned out that not only did we have lots of things that we could do that were safe to use and effective for symptoms, I'm not saying we could cure anything. That's a different issue. Yes, herbs can cure a lot. But what we were doing was alleviating distress. And herbal medicine at its basic, simplest, alleviates distress. And then I discovered something else. It wasn't just alleviating distress. It was empowering people. People were getting the experience that, all right, I can make chamomile tea. I didn't have to wait for the nurse to tell me to do it. You know, using my journal, as you were just suggesting, there are things we can all do that not only can help and work, but empower us to know that we have agency. We have agency in our lives, in our communities, in our nation. So what this led me to, after seeing what all of our herbal community was contributing, was that, all right, we're in a very dark phase, and it's going to get darker culturally, a lot darker. But at the same time, the green is coming back. Viriditas is coming back. The experience of nature as an active, healing, uplifting force in our life never went away, but we can re-recognize it. So are there things that we can plan for and do so that when things do get really bad, like in Florida at the moment, are there basic things we can do to support ourselves, support our families, and be self-reliant? And yes, there are.
Check a list of some of those things we can do. I love the idea of focusing on agency and empowerment rather than on fixing and curing. So what are some of those steps we can take?
Know how to make a herb tea. Now, this might sound, when I first bring this up, it sounds so simplistic, why is he bothering? But, all right, you're drinking a cup of tea, coffee, whiskey, whatever it is. Amazes me how people in general that I talk to seem to differentiate between knowing how to make a cup of black tea and not knowing how to make a cup of chamomile tea. There's a conceptual barrier in the way. If you make something herbal, either you're doing medicine without permission, and that's one bunch of issues, or you're doing something medieval and mumbo jumbo. That's another bunch of issues. And then the third bunch of issues, I don't know what I'm doing. What if it's not chamomile? What if it's datura or something poisonous? So we have been educated into knowing we don't know. And the first thing we need to do is just let go of that. We can know anything if we look. So we need to know how to make things. Very simple things, how to make a cup of tea with herbs, and then how to make an equivalent to a cup of coffee with herbs. The two core issues are, how do you make an infusion, you know, dried leaves in a cup of hot water, or how do you make a decoction, roots boiled, so you get the health healing properties from those. Then you need to know about chamomile. you need to know about lemon balm. There's about 5 or 6 herbs which everybody should know about, and they're all listed in my book. Now, it's not so much that there are 5 or 6 herbs. There are 5 or 6 properties that nature offers that are very simple, basic, and effective. So relaxation, reducing inflammation, reducing muscle tightness, healing the skin, easing coughs, not curing cancer, not curing heart disease, just really simple things. And if you're in a crisis because the fire is coming through, and say you're the refugee center in Santa Rosa, knowing that you can make a relaxing cup of tea to help your kids be quiet or relax, not freaked out, not only helps the children, it brings the adults into a place of, yeah, I can look after my children. I can't do anything about the fire. I can't do anything about my house burning down, but I can keep my human side of things a bit more sane. And it amazed me what a transformative process that was, just being able to know they could do something themselves. That then leads to a whole bunch of other implications.
David, you know, I'm just chuckling to myself here, because my mother would have this habit, and whenever things weren't going well in the world or the family or the community, and we'd hear some piece of bad news or something would go horribly wrong, and we're all unable to cope with it, her inevitable solution was, I think I'll go make a nice cup of tea.
Yes.
On that note, we'll go to our next break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. And my guest today is David Hoffman. His new book is called Herbal Intelligence. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the 3 basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net. where positive overcomes negative.
Buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I love sharing with you on this show. And please do share the show with people you know that might be inspired by it, that might need to simplify their lives, that might need to reestablish their relationship with nature. There's actually a diagnosis that's been proposed in psychiatry over the course of the last 20 years or so called nature deficit disorder, NDD. It's a thing. And people who don't have a relationship with nature actually suffer various kinds of mental consequences. And contact with nature has been shown to be epigenetic. It changes a whole suite of genes in your body. It literally produces shifts. And some of the most encouraging studies show that it doesn't take Japanese-style forest bathing for a week to get those effects. You can get those effects by going and standing on a postage stamp size of nature in the middle of a city. So it's powerful to re-engage. And so please do share the show with people you know who might need that little nudge to go back a way of being that is much simpler and much more in tune with the natural world than the constant distracted buzz of all the things that pull us out of our bodies and our relationship with nature nowadays. And also, do take a look at David's new book. He has 14 other books. His newest book is called Herbal Intelligence. David, go ahead and share with us more about that concept of TEK that you discuss in the book.
Yeah, I will, but I want to comment about the Japanese forest breathing. Is it called forest breathing?
Forest bathing.
Bathing. I knew it began with a B. Really good stuff, but why do we need to give breathing in forests a name. This is an example of how out of touch we are. We can only get back in touch by creating new structures. And I totally support it. Really wonderful stuff. But it's an indication of how messed up we are, that we need something like that. So, yes, just breathe. Preferably, or I remember the first time I went to Stanford University to do some research, big main road going into the campus. First thing in the morning, it was filled with people jogging, doing all their healthy exercise, getting into the campus, jogging, doing breathing, deep breathing through all the car smoke and pollution, and missing the point. They were getting really good exposure to all the pollutants. So, TEC. TEC is an acronym now being used by World Health Organization, UN. It stands for Traditional Environmental Knowledge. It's an acronym which acknowledges that human beings have always known things which have enabled them to be in balance with their environment. The Native Americans didn't use up America. They were in balance. I'm sorry. Not America, they didn't use up Turtle Island. They were in balance with the land. How were they in balance? How did they know how to build things so that they didn't destroy the forests? Etc., etc., etc. So there is a big move in UN circles to acknowledge the relevance of old pre-literature approaches very often to modern and new crises. Maybe we shouldn't be looking for the latest high-tech solution to things. Let's look at how they used to do it and change how we messed up how they used to do it. So the use of herbal medicines is one of the core examples of TEC. I'm going to use TEC as the label here rather than traditional environmental knowledge. The TEC of knowing about yarrow, which was one of the plants that was found in the piles around the Neolithic herbalist. The knowledge of how to use yarrow for food, for healing, for making things, that was all there before anybody wrote down any information about yarrow. How that was there, that's a whole big question, which is for another time. But that use of yarrow, or that use of chamomile, or hawthorn, or whatever, is totally relevant today. And when the time comes, which is very soon, that we maybe won't be able to afford the new drugs, because they're too expensive. We're running out of resources for, you know, all of that stuff. The yarrow isn't running out. The chamomile isn't running out. They only run out if we've actually destroyed the soil. So we've got to stop doing that. But the soil and nature in general, the vibrancy of life flowing through the soil and the plants and the animals, we can trust. I don't think we can really trust human solutions. We can trust natural solutions, which we then have to marry with our human ingenuity and make it safe.
I love that phrase, trusting the vibrancy of the solutions running through nature. And it is vibrant. It's remarkable when you just tune into it and you literally feel the life energy there. And then knowing we human beings are part of that. We're going to a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. I'm so happy you are here. My guest today is David Huffman, and his new book is called Herbal Intelligence. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I love sharing with you on this show every week. Make high energy health a habit. And please do check out David Hoffman's new book. It's called Herbal Intelligence. It's his 15th book. Many of his other books have been for clinicians. And let's just take a look at that difference between those formulations that might be highly technical for that clinical community and what you can do in this spirit of empowering yourself that you've been emphasizing today.
This is one of the areas that totally confuses regulators and physicians and people in academic medicine and academic science, because there is a profound science now that underpins what we call herbal medicine. I'm a clinically trained phytotherapist, which in Britain gives me a license equivalent to a naturopath's license in this country. So most of my books are about specifically highly technical herbal science for physicians to try and either turn them onto herbalism or for herbalists to turn them onto science. And the more I've got into that, the more I realize that that separates us from herbalism. In my background in biology, I've spent years studying biology, and nobody ever suggested healing vibrancy from life. Most of my studies in biology were about killing things. You dissect things. You try and work out life by killing it and looking inside. Very powerful stuff. I really learnt a lot, but it didn't actually help me see that life is a miracle. So you can have the science of biochemistry, and you can have the uplift of miracle. And our education has separated them. They're not separate. They're the same thing. So the fact that we can talk about phytotherapy and some really intense chemistry, that should illuminate for us herbalists the fact that you can be simple as well. You don't have to understand the herbs for them to work. What you do need to do is know what poison oak looks like, so you can take poison oak. But beyond that, we can really trust basic herbalism. Going back to Jarrah, going back to Dioscorides, or going back a couple of years to Rosemary Gladstar and the modern American herbalist, there is no differentiation. So this book, and one or two of my more recent books, have been about what real people can do with herbs to solve real problems in people's real lives. So I think part of what we need to do is let go of our well-educated opinions and reassess herbalism. I don't mean let's throw away facts. I don't mean for a moment getting into, you know, any of the Trumpian nonsense that's going on. What we need to do is open ourselves up to reinterpreting what we know. The knowledge that we have has been harnessed to make profits for somebody somewhere. Let's forget about all of that. Let's be simple and do what Wendell Berry pointed out, that the issue is enoughness. He was good at making up weird words. All we need is enough. We don't need more. We don't need lots. We just need enough. And enough can be very small and very simple. And if we do that, we can be in community with people. We can be in community with the animals that we're competing with in the garden. Enoughness means we have space to grow and space to love each other and space not to be programmed by economic constraints or technical constraints or military constraints. Enoughness is about loving each other and looking at heart and spirit constraints. And actually, they're not constrained. They're wide open and love is flowing.
And making nature part of that love we share. I know I moved recently and there are 9 birch trees growing in my backyard and I actually have a relationship with them. They're different. I can feel their energy. I can feel the differences. I made a point of becoming friends with them and it really shifts you to do that, to engage in that powerful way. And there is love there. So as you're journaling and as we're wrapping up our time together with these powerful ideas, David's powerful ideas, which he presents in his book, Herbal Intelligence, just focus and make one note in your journal about how you can re-engage in that love that David is recommending here for self, community, animals, plants, and nature. It's been a real pleasure to share this time with you. Thank you, David. Thanks for everyone who's part of this High Energy Health community. Please take care of yourself. Engage with these ideas. Apply them between now and when we meet back again in a week. It's wonderful to be your host. I love doing this. Till we connect again, be healthy, be happy, take care, love yourself and everyone and everything else. All the best.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the 3 basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.